Oh, yeah. Oh, when the moon is in the seven stars, something or other, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius, Aquarius, Aquarius. If you notice something, you know, like the idiotic fads that come and go, one of the things I have noticed, of course I'd notice this, you know, there's Peanut, he's come up for a chat. Aren't you gorgeous? Aren't you gorgeous, Jack? Hey? You're gorgeous, look at you, gorgeous, what a gorgeous cat. Aquarius, hey? The one of the things, dear MGTOW men, is that people have stopped asking, "Oh, what star sign are you?" "Oh, I'm a fucking, you know, I'm a Taurean, and I'm a Pisces." "Oh, really? Oh, yes, our houses meet in Uranus, you know." Now, star signs meet in Uranus and in the house of Uranus and Saturn and Jupiter and oh, yes, it's so awesome and fuck me. You know, stupid superstition plus, you know, low IQ, you know. So anyway, that's my fucking take on the age of Aquarius. Great song, but, you know, fucking, it might come as a bit of a surprise, but there's a song, not a song, there's a book, I forget the author's name, but it's called, it's a science fiction novel, and it's called, I think it's by Heinlein. And he talks about, it's the title of the book is called The Year of the Quiet Sun. And that's based upon the solar minimums and maximums, or the periods of the least amount of sort of solar activity with solar flares and mass coronal ejections and all this other sort of stuff. There's times when the sun is really quiet, and then there's the times when the sun is really busy throwing out heaps of shit everywhere. And yeah. And that was a, what's the thing? I much prefer that, you know, than the Age of Aquarius, you know. It's not as melodic, but it's far more scientific. Far more fact-based. Because I think the sun goes through these cycles every 11 years or so, and that's one of the jolly things about this. I did a online, you know, 12th step fellowship meeting tonight, and it's a mixed meeting. That means there's men of either gender and women of no particular gender. And, and these retarded cunts, they go, "Would anybody like to volunteer their numbers so that other people in need can contact them?" And the women are always going, "Oh, I'm Cynthia. Here's my number. It's for women only, you know." And all the women are like fucking parrots, and they're going, "Oh, I only sponsor women. This is, you know, for women only. Women, women, women only. Women only, women only," you know. And it's like, you know, the parrots. And it just kind of, it just shits me. It really fucking does, you know. And so I thought, what an excellent opportunity to just needle them, you know. Just see, get off that. Ah. So he's going to go, there's a little thing down here and he just loves to claw and bite it. Okay. I'll digitally analyze your head, Peanut. That's my little writing stick. I love his little tufts there where the whiskers pop out. You're just gorgeous. I've got a compulsion now to fiddle with his furry bits. Oh, you're beautiful, aren't you? Yes. Oh, you're gorgeous. So anyway. And I like it when he licks my nose. That's okay, till he sticks his tongue up my nose. That's a bit sort of awkward. But, you know. Anyway, so all these fucking women, just they're all that sort of Me Too feminist bullshit, you know. Oh, my number's only for women. Oh, my, you know. And so I thought, I can't resist. Because these fucking retarded pieces of shit and all their issues. Oh, they're so, you know. Oh, I'm so, you know, you sort of look at them and then you think, oh, fuck, they're all got shitloads of problems and they've all reached their use-by date, you know, long past their use-by date in terms of fertility and all this sort of stuff, and they're just self-obsessed and bloody fuck bags, you know. And they've got nothing particularly interesting going on with them, you know. They don't have much in the way of anything really useful to talk about. They're just, you know, self-obsessed bloody women who spend their time fucking fingering themselves and bloody obsessing about other guys, you know. Oh, fuck, you know. Oh, my relationship, oh, I'm in love with him, oh, fuck, he doesn't love me, you know. And anyway, so the temptation was just too great. So I said, yes, I'm Shane, and I'm a patriarch. I only work with men, and only men can call me, you know, because I refuse to work with women. Here's my number. And then someone wrote in something, you know, in a text-type chat sort of thing. And then I said, and you women, you may only make me a sandwich if I give you permission to do so. And they just went fucking ballistic. Oh, they went fucking ballistic. Oh, boy. Oh, he's a troll. He's a fucking Zoom troll. Oh, fucking kick him out. Oh, you know. Despite all the evidence to the contrary, you know. You know. And I think this is what these fucking feminist indoctrinated pieces of shit, they're just so stupid, you know. Anything that says feminist on it is moron, you know, in big letters across there. I'm a failure at life. You know, I've had fucking idiots. I've chosen to let idiots tell me what to think my entire life, and I'm a stupid cunt, you know. So that's one of my jolly things. And, yeah, just as part of my sort of work, I tend to have to keep tabs on, you know, the people and organisations I have dealings with. And, God, there's, I contacted not a particular company because of fucking choice, you know, saying, oh, they're so fabulous, you know. All of a sudden, I wanted to contact a company any company that would specialise in this sort of stuff who would have a lubricant, like, say, an oil or a diester, fucking whatever, you know, these one of these esters, and that could work, that would still be pumpable at 50 degrees below zero. Oh, pussycat, I've got hot shit on my fingers. No, rubbing your face on my hand. No, I've just got some... Hello. Go on, Peanut, have a look. Why? Come on, Squeak. Come on. Yeah. Aren't you good? You're gorgeous. Now, get off that. I know what you're doing. You're planning an ambush. You're trying to ambush my phone. I can tell I have magic powers. Yeah, you're a good boy. You're a good boy. Oh, yes. Yes. Aren't you gorgeous? Now, don't go sniffing for my tit. He's going, you see? He sees a shiny thing here and he goes, whoa, get that. Aren't you, eh? But you're not, you go near my tit and I'll get off, see? He's making the lunge. He says, I can shoot daddy's tits. So, no. I'll sleep with my bra on tonight. So, yeah. So I had a particular reason for wanting to be able to find what oils, sort of like a compressor oil or a gear oil, or a compressor oil for like, that would be usable down to, say, 50 degrees centigrade below zero. And I have a particular reason for this particular product, and so that would probably be, oh fuck it, hello Peanut, no you can't chew that up. So yeah, if my sort of rather interesting knowledge of chemistry and lubricants. Get off that. You fucking get out. No, you cannot chew the phone up for the 10,000th time. And, I got a fucking woman who on the line, and it wasn't the store in Fairbanks, Alaska. It was a fucking national call centre for our after-hours calls, and it turns out this fucking fat slug of a bitch, you know, had never, ever applied herself to learning anything and doesn't read the pamphlets, doesn't know what the, you know, you don't have to be a fucking industrial chemist, you know, on you know, like really genius-level sort of fucking information. But, you know, if you get all the information that the companies put out on their products, you know, in their pamphlets and their flyers and their bloody manuals for all the sort of shit they make and all the shit that this company sells and distributes and, you know, up in Fairbanks, Alaska, you should know that shit, you know what I mean? If it's your job to handle calls all around the world. I mean, there's only compressor oils, there's gear oils, there's hydraulic oils, there's fucking motor oils, you know. And then there's sort of specialty lubricants formulated out of specific products because of the extreme kind of requirements that the normal petroleum-based lubricants generally wouldn't handle, you know. And she didn't know a fucking thing, and she's a fat bitch. And she expertly just fucking palmed all responsibility for knowing anything about anything, any product they sell. You know, oh, you have to call back tomorrow, fucking, you know. And so, yeah.